You're listening to SBS News.
When planning for retirement, the savings gained from years of work is crucial to securing a comfortable future, but the superannuation sector can be tricky to navigate. The Australian Council of Trade Unions wants a superannuation guarantee of 15% fast-tracked for women so they can achieve independence in retirement. The ACTU's Assistant Secretary, Scott Connolly, says women earn less than men, therefore accumulate a low level of superannuation because of their wages.
The compounded disadvantage for women is that they see their superannuation impacted by the in and out of workforce, be it with caring responsibilities, raising children, or part-time and casual work. And their contributions impacted in that regard. And then they also have a situation where they don't get super on maternity leave.
The ACTU says the government has legislated for a 9.5% rate until mid-next year, but that will slowly increase to 12% over time. The union also made a submission calling out superannuation inequality for women as part of the Retirement Income Review, with a report due out by mid this year. 27 years after compulsory superannuation was established, the federal government agreed to the independent review to examine pension age, voluntary savings, and how the retirement income system will function as the population ages. Mr. Connolly says the superannuation system has structural flaws, and he wants politics put aside to enhance future living standards for women.
Women now entering the retirement phase of their working lives at massive disadvantage. The number of women that are exposed to homelessness, destitution, or reliant on the pension because of the inadequacy of our retirement savings systems for them is a frightening reality.
It's also been 1 year since the Banking Royal Commission report was released, which covered superannuation. The report states superannuation is not a product to be sold, and too many employees have multiple accounts. It's a common occurrence when workers start in new jobs and don't actively tell their employers about their existing superannuation account, therefore a new one is created. The Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia, Mary Petetsos, says often superannuation isn't explained well and there is a need for improved education.
For migrant women, it's also language, as well as, you know, just lack of familiarity with local practices and, you know, and superannuation guidelines and laws.
She says disrupted careers or less frequent opportunities are some of the complications women face in the workforce, which in turn affects their super.
So what the research has shown is that the beginnings of the problem for women in terms of superannuation savings actually are in their mid-20s to early 30s. So if you fail to have a consistent career pathway in those early critical years, then you lose ground at that point.
Feke is concerned women who are single and aged in their 50s can be vulnerable if they don't have full financial independence. Sandra Buckley from the advocacy group Women in Super agrees many women are retiring when they are single and some are even facing poverty.
I think, you know, there's a difference between retiring and actually retiring in dignity. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about getting women to a level where they can actually go out once a week and meet their friends and have a coffee, where they can, if their fridge breaks down, actually go about and replace it or mend it.
Ms. Buckley says it's often women who organise the household budget, but she argues everyone could learn more about how superannuation operates. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.